Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade.
Drink.
Fade.
Around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask. Don't give a day in Chicago. Some people like the
way. Hey, welcome to Bruised But Not Broken. It's your girl, Shy J, and I want to welcome you to Life Without You, promised episode. So if you haven't already done so, go ahead and grab your glass of wine or whatever you feel like sipping on. I got mine, and as you can see, I started. And we're going to get the conversation flowing. As promised, I wanted to welcome you into my life post-passing of my mother, Kenya Johnson Hughley. She left this earth. She left me and my family on April 9th to go and be with the Lord unexpectedly. Due to COVID, my mother unfortunately was a COVID victim. And it took me some time to really figure out what I wanted to say, how I wanted to say it, and if I even could say it. I've been so busy trying to continue on and live life and take care of her beautiful grandchildren, and just not sitting down and really trying to think about life without mom. You know, I'm 32 years old. I just celebrated my 32nd birthday on 9/11. Yes, I am a 9/11 baby, and that's a conversation that we can revisit. That'll be another Bruised But Not Broken topic. So, like I said, it's been 6 months since she left us, and it's been hard, guys. It's an adjustment. I'm rediscovering myself without mommy, because it was always mommy. You know, I always had her. She was always my team supporter. She was my biggest fan. She believed in me in ways I still struggle with believing in myself. So to not have her present, to not hear her voice, to not be able to call her and text her has been beyond difficult. I want to thank every single person who's reached out to me during this time. The phone calls, the text messages, those who come by, my close friends that check up on me regularly. Y'all love, it keeps me going. It's so heartfelt, and I appreciate you. I am not the best communicator. I do not communicate well. I've never been the best communicator. I struggle with my feelings and talking to people. So those who have been willing, to reach out and deal with me during this time, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I just want to give you your flowers and tell you that I appreciate you. And those things do not go unnoticed. Grief comes in waves, and I fight it. Regularly, I choose to avoid it as best as I can because it's scary. You know, it's accepting the new normal, accepting that she is no longer here, but appreciating that she's in a much better place. It's not easy. And realizing that I'm surrounded by so many people have gone through this and know this feeling has been a light, because when I feel like I can't make it and I can't get through this, I can reach out to you guys. You know, you are able to pour into me, and I can only imagine how difficult that must be, because I don't necessarily feel like I have anything to pour into others, and I am trying to be present and to be available and to be supportive, even while feeling empty and sometimes dead inside. I'm not going to lie. I have been angry. I have been bitter. I have been at a loss, at a complete and total loss. Like, you know, we would talk every day. You know, I would get so mad that she felt like she needed to call me every day. And now that I don't get those phone calls, I don't get those morning texts, I don't get those good morning pumpkins, I miss them. You know, like, there was a moment where I was regretting not appreciating what I had, and then I had to stop and say, no, that's not fair to her, and that's not fair to you, because she always told me I was a great daughter. And I believe that. I believe that today, that even during those trials of me figuring out life and those teenage years where I thought I knew everything and I was smelling myself, she never hesitated to tell me that I was a great daughter. So why am I regretting anything? You know, if anything, I just miss it. I miss it so much. Missing her voice, her laugh, her strength. And I carry her strength. She's in me. And I see it daily. I see it in how I am with my children. I see it with how I am with myself now. A new me, you know, a new unapologetic me, because I have to be. I have to be strong. I have to keep going. I have to continue to live because she would want me to. Losing myself in this pain, she would not be okay with. And I know that. I know that. I believe that. So I fight. I fight to smile. I fight to wake up. I fight to laugh. And I'm fighting the love. You know, one day, the love that she poured into me, I'll be able to pour into someone else. I pour that love into my children. And one day, someone special will get that love, because she showed me firsthand what that was. Within these last 6 months, life hasn't slowed down. Life keeps going. You know, I sometimes get angry because I see other people moving forward in their life and their happiness, and I feel stuck because every day I wake up and I'm reminded that she's not here. But I feel her love. I may not see her in my dreams the way I want to. I may not hear her voice the way that I want to, but I do feel her love. So I am strong in her love. I am strong for my kids in her love, because it's important. And she wouldn't want me to be any other way. 6 months, guys. It seems like yesterday. I remember being in the hospital holding her hand, the doctor telling me she was no longer with me, and doctor telling me that her time of death. It's a bell that dings in my head regularly. I held my mom's hand as she took her last breath. That within itself is exhausting. It's difficult. But it speaks to my strength, right? So, life without mom. I miss her. I see her in me. Getting through to tomorrow and making it to the next day and choosing to fight, to continue to fight, to make her proud. I created Bruised But Not Broken because in life we experience challenges that leave us feeling broken, but it's understanding not broken. You may be bruised, and in time we heal, and the bruises start to fade, and those wounds start to heal. And this by far speaks to that. Losing a parent, losing a loved one, losing a friend will leave you feeling broken, but it's understanding you are just bruised. Have to fight to heal yourself, and you have to do the work and be willing to do the work to heal and not expecting someone to heal. I recognize that I can't depend on others to fix me. I have to fix myself. I have to do the work for me and for my children. So I'm taking those steps. I'm in therapy now. I was previously in therapy before all of this, but I've gone back and it's helpful. And in our community, we need to understand that God is great and magnificent, but faith without works is dead. So he wants you to do the work. He wants you to use the tools that he's provided in other individuals and not be afraid of that. So don't. And what I'm doing for me may not work for everybody. This is what I'm doing for me, and I'm sharing. And it's helpful, you know, praying, music. Music was a passion of hers. She loved to dance. I love to sing. So when I feel sad, I go to music. Because it's a release, you know. I will not lie that I wasn't angry. I wasn't angry with God for taking my mom. I'm still angry, which I'm working on. But it's acknowledging that and accepting it for what it is and being honest that with pain, with loss, there are stages. And one of those are anger. And if anybody tries to tell you you should be angry, don't listen to that. But you have to work through it. You have to fight through that, because that anger will build, and it can anger and stress are very detrimental to the body and to the soul. So acknowledging your anger is one thing, but living in that anger, and I don't want to do that. I want to live. I like to smile. I like to laugh. I like to be with those who want to be with me and love me. So it's a fight. For the next 6 months and after and beyond, and growing with you guys. So I thank you for listening in. Thank you for supporting me. I'm excited to have other conversations and to sit with you. I'm looking forward to a live recording and having some special guests and just touching on all the topics that will leave you bruised but not broken. If you have any feedback, if you have any questions, if you feel like I missed something, or if you want to know something, please leave a message in the comment section. Follow me, BruisedNotBroken20 on Instagram. Facebook page is being built. New logo is coming. So thank you. Thank you for welcoming me into your space and sharing this time with me. Be blessed. Talk to you soon.
Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and